Good morning. Human ehrlichiosis is a potentially fatal tick-borne disease caused by Ehrlichia chaffeensis and Ehrlichia ewinii. Ehrlichia ewinii infection is less commonly reported, and most infections have historically occurred among immunocompromised patients. The primary vector for both pathogens in the United States is the Lone Star tick, Amblyomma americanum. Symptoms are nonspecific and begin within 7 to 14 days of exposure. These symptoms include fever with headache, chills, malaise, myalgia, nausea, and/or rash. Doxycycline is the treatment of choice for patients of all ages with ehrlichiosis and other rickettsial diseases. Ehrlichiosis has been a nationally notifiable disease since 1999. State and local health departments report surveillance data to CDC through two national surveillance systems. Demographic data are reported through NEDS, and additional information, including clinical outcome and laboratory results, are reported through case report forms. Confirmed and probable cases of ehrlichiosis reported to CDC through both surveillance systems from January 2008 through December 2012 were used for this analysis. To meet the CST case definition for Ehrlichia chaffeensis, a case must exhibit both clinical and laboratory criteria. A case is clinically compatible when presenting with fever and one or more symptoms of ehrlichiosis. A confirmed case must be clinically compatible and demonstrate seroconversion or be confirmed by PCR, culture, or IHC. A probable case must be clinically compatible and have serological evidence or observation of morula. Confirmed Ehrlichia ewinii cases must be clinically compatible and may only be diagnosed by PCR. No category exists for probable cases. Since Ehrlichia chaffeensis accounts for the majority of ehrlichiosis cases, I will henceforth refer to it just as ehrlichiosis. In CDC's previous report, the incidence of ehrlichiosis between 2000 and 2007 was 1.4 cases per million person years. During 2008 to 2012, the reported incidence more than doubled to 3.2. A total of 4,563 cases were reported through NEDS. Additionally, the geographic distribution has expanded. Five states accounted for 45% of all reported cases and included Oklahoma, Missouri, Delaware, Arkansas, Virginia, and Tennessee. A total of 3,533 cases were reported through case report forms. Only 32% of cases were reported as confirmed. The majority of cases were confirmed by PCR, and only 3% reported seroconversion. The percent of cases meeting a confirmed case definition increased during the surveillance period from 24% in 2008 to 39% in 2012. The reported incidence rate increased with age, with the highest incidence in persons aged 65 to 69. Of those reporting hospitalization status and presence of life-threatening complication, 57% of cases were hospitalized during the course of illness, and 11% of cases reported suffering from a life-threatening complication. Of those reporting clinical outcome, there were 29 fatal cases, indicating a case fatality rate of 1%. Children under 5 had the highest case fatality rate of 3.6%. 53 cases of Ehrlichia ewinii infection were reported through NEDS. The national reported incidence rate was 0.04 cases per million person years. Among cases reporting hospitalization status, 77% were hospitalized and no fatalities were reported. Among those reporting immune status, 26% of cases reported immunosuppressive conditions. This contrasts with previous case reports, where almost all of reported cases of Ehrlichia ewinii occurred in immunocompromised patients. The incidence rate of ehrlichiosis has continued to increase since becoming a nationally notifiable disease in 1999. Ongoing surveillance and reporting of tick-borne diseases are critical to inform public health practice and guide disease prevention efforts. Doxycycline is the treatment of choice for suspected rickettsial diseases, including ehrlichiosis, in patients of all ages. Treatment should be started as soon as ehrlichiosis is suspected and never withheld pending laboratory confirmation to prevent severe illness or even death. I would like to kindly thank state and local health departments whose dedication and work is indispensable to rickettsial disease surveillance. I would also like to thank the co-authors for their contribution and guidance. Thank you.